Gemara Lamed Beis on the day's Mishnah. Ha'over lifnei ateva biyontif shor Rosh Hashanah ha'sheni maskia v'shas ha'halel ha'rishon makris ha'halel. The Bal Musaf blows shofar, maskia, some say, intimates that the Bal Tefillah should not be the Bal Tokeya, but he makes somebody else blow. But the Maisa, just like a Kohen, isn't Nosei Kapov when he's a Shliach Tzibur, but the others say that it's Lav Davka. Just Maskia means that he's the one who says the brachos that you say that you blow shofar for, and it doesn't make a difference who blows the shofar. And the time when Halal is, which is not on Rosh Hashanah, you don't say Halal on Rosh Hashanah, so the Baal Shachris says Halal. Rashi. Over lifnei ateva, hasheni maskia, hamispal tefilas musafin maskia. My shno sheni maskia mishum de rov amhadras melech. Or why, by Rosh Hashanah, there's the Bal Musaf. Why do we blow shofar in Musaf? Because of Barov amhadras melech. More people are in shul by Musaf than there are in Shachris. Things haven't changed. Ihachi halal mami, name of b'sheni. If that's the case, then halal also should say Barov am. Should wait till Musaf to say halal. Mishum de Barov amhadras melech. Elamai shno halal de barishon. Elamai, what are you going to say? The reason you say halal in Shachris, mishum's reason makdim lemitzvah. Better to do it earlier. It's kiyanomi navid barishon. You should do shofar also in Shachris because it's reason makdim lemitzvah. Mishum des reason makdim lemitzvah. Om Rabbi Yochanan b'shaz gzeres hamalchus shonu. Rashi, b'shaz gzeres hamalchus shonu. Oivin gozru shlo yitku. They made a gzera that not allowed to blow shofar. The first 6 hours of the day, they sent officers to make sure that they weren't blowing shofar. Therefore, the officers got tired of sitting around, and they left, and they blew shofar in Musaf. Tosfos says a different pshat, that Gzeres HaMalchus means that they blew shofar early, and the Goyim thought that they were staging an attack, and they attacked them. So this way, they waited till Musaf when they saw that it was just part of our service, and then there was no danger anymore. And even though the Gzeres HaMalchus doesn't apply anymore, they kept it in Musaf because, some say, because of Barovam HaDras Melech. There was a reason to do it in Musaf because of Barovam, even though normally Zrizim HaKidul Mitzvahs would overpower that. But Lamaisa, what's it called, they didn't change the Gzeres to have the Barovam. You see from this Gemara of Aferish, though, that if there's a question of Zrizim HaKidul Mitzvahs or Barovam HaDras Melech, you go after Zrizis. If it wouldn't be for Gzeres Malchus, you would blow shofar also in Shachris. They ask, how can you blow shofar in Shachris? You have to blow shofar according to the brachos. You only say the Malchus according to shofar in Musaf. So first there's the Shittas of Balamor, which we'll see later, that you say Malchus according to shofar in all the brachos, Shachris and Musaf. According to him, there's no problem. And according to the others, they would have made the Takana to say Malchus according to shofar in Shachris, not in Musaf. That the blowing shofar means they would have put everything into Shachris. Also, there's a machlokas when you say Kiddush Levana. You say Kiddush Levana at the first possible time, Zrizim Makdim LeMitzvahs, 3 days after the Molad, or you wait till Motzei Shabbos to do it with Hidur Mitzvah. We hold, and it's a machlokas Rishonim, we hold that you wait till Motzei Shabbos. So lichor, you see that even though Zrizim Makdim LeMitzvahs, you still go after Hidur Mitzvah. And from this Gemara's mashma that Barovam HaDras Melech doesn't take precedence over Zrizim Makdim LeMitzvahs. Nice piece of Torah that says the difference between Barovam HaDras Melech and Hidur Mitzvah. Hidur Mitzvah is an aspect of the mitzvah itself. It's a more quality mitzvah. So when you're talking about quality or quantity, right, Zrizim Makdim LeMitzvahs is what's it called, is a, and what's it called, and what's it called, Hidur Mitzvah is a Shiloh, what it is. Either it's a more quality mitzvah, or it's a mitzvah to itself, Hidur Mitzvah. Right, it's two mitzvahs. There's the Hidur, Zekeli Van Vehu, and then there's the mitzvah itself. Or no, it's a quality mitzvah. The Rabbi Yosef Engel says that wherever you have a question of quality and quantity, you go after quality. Better to have a more quality mitzvah than two smaller, less quality mitzvahs. Okay, So therefore, if Zrizim Makdim LeMitzvah is for sure quality mitzvah, and Hither mitzvah could be just a separate mitzvah, then Zrizis takes precedence over Hither mitzvah. If Hither mitzvah, however, is a quality of the mitzvah itself, it's part of the mitzvah, then there's nothing to be a Zoris till the mitzvah, you can have the full quality of the mitzvah. But Barov Amhadras Melech for sure has nothing to do with the mitzvah. It's not that the mitzvah is a better mitzvah if you do a Barovah. It's just that there's a hither of the Melech if you do a Barovah. But it's not a hither in the mitzvah. It's a hither in the Melech. It doesn't say Barov Amhadras Mitzvah. Barov Amhadras Melech. So therefore it for sure is not a quality in the mitzvah itself. It's a separate thing. So then Zrizus for sure takes precedence over Barov Amhadras Melech because it's a separate thing. But whether it takes precedence over Hither Mitzvah or not depends whether Hither Mitzvah is a separate thing or not. In any case, from this it comes out that if you have a bris to do, you have to do it Zrizus. Zrizus means maximum to wait till Chatzos. After Chatzos, you're not Mekayim Zrizus anymore. And not to wait for more people to come. So that's what we're makbid here, that the bris, you know, we don't do after Chatzos. We wait Dafka, unless there's some other extenuating circumstances. But if it means waiting for a better mo'el that you'll have after Chatzos, could be that you do wait. But just waiting for more people, not. There are Sfardim do wait. They make most of the bris in the afternoon because there's more people. So the question is, what about this Gemara? Some say this Gemara is only where there's a shail of Sufik, Barov Amhadras Melech. Right? Not sure there's going to be more people. Maybe some people show up by Musaf, maybe not. If it's a Vaday Barov Amhadras Melech, then it's a different story. Okay, in any case, when the Gemara is Mashvelo, that Zrizus takes precedence over Barov Amhadras Melech. Okay, then Midiko Omar, Bishas Halel, Michlal, the Barosh Hashanah, like a Halel. It says, when there's Halel, then the Halel is in Shachris, Mashman Rosh Hashanah, there is no Halel. My time, Omer Abavo, Omer Malachi Asharis, Rabbo said that Malachi Asharis sent to the Rabbanishlam, Rabbanishlam, Ema, In Yisrael, Omer Shirla, Fanechem, Rosh Hashanah, Vyom Akifurim, why don't Klai Yisrael say Shira on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur? We know the Malachim can't say Shira till Klai Yisrael say Shira, so they have a vested interest. They want to know why do we say Shira. They're waiting to say Shira. They don't hear us saying Shira. Even though there are those that hold that ultimately the Malachim do say Shira when we don't say it, right, even though they don't say Shira till we start saying it when we do say it. But the Maaseh, the Malachim want to know if Klal Yisrael are going to say Shira on Rosh Hashanah. Omar Lahem, Efshar Melech Yoshev al Kisei Din, V'Sifrei Chayim, V'Sifrei Mesim, Psukim Lefono, V'Yisrael Am Shira. How could it be that the Melech is Yoshev al Kisei Din, and the books of life and death are open in front of him, and Klal Yisrael say Shira? The Rambam says it's not a time of extra happiness to say Shira. It's a time of happiness, but an extra happiness. We're always medayik. It says Sifrei Chaim, the Sifrei Mesim Psukim Lefanav. What does Sifrei Chaim have to do with not saying Shira? Sifrei Chaim is very good. But the truth is that Sifrei Chaim, and taking consideration whether you lived your life properly, even Sifrei Chaim is something that takes away the possibility of saying Halel. And even though it says a person should be happy on Rosh Hashanah, right, that's then, and Batuach, that the Rabban Shalom is going to do a nace for him, everything's going to be okay. We said sometimes that's the tzibur, but not every yochid. Or that's exactly why a person should be happy and confident, because he's scared that maybe he's not going to make it. If you're scared you won't make it, then you should be happy that you'll make it. But if you're not scared you won't make it, then your taka won't make it. Okay. Okay, this is Shaila, whether you say tzitchos v'tzedek, if Shabbos Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, they were only muhel that you said tzitzchos tzedek because of this. You say halal, it's just like a day you say tachman. So you say tzitzchos tzedek on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. Others hold that no, l'maisa, it's not a day of extra simcha, it's not a day of tachman either. So you don't say tzitzchos tzedek. And some hold, enochanami, you don't say tzitzchos tzedek on Rosh Hashanah, but Yom Kippur that falls on Shabbos, you do say tzitzchos tzedek. And our meaning is not to say it either Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur. Okay.
Until
Klal Yisrael, right, say Kedusha down here, I guess they're Malachim that are applied to each Tzibur. So there, those Malachim for that Tzibur don't say until that Tzibur says Kedusha. Or it could be until the time comes that Klal Yisrael could say Kedusha. And have to actually say it. has to be the time that we could say Kiddush, that somebody saying Kiddush. Shofar shal Rosh Hashanah, ein madir no satchum, ein mefachin o the sagal, shofar of Rosh Hashanah, you can't bring chutz l'tchum, and you can't, if it's buried somewhere, you can't dig it up. So all these things are Yisuri d'Rabbanan. Lo olin ba'ilan, you can't climb a tree to get it. Also Nisuri d'Rabbanan. Ve'lo roch v'nagavi behema. Ve'lo shotten up v'niyamayim. All these things are Yisuri d'Rabbanan. You can't ride an animal or swim to get it. Ve'in chot can also ben bedover shu mishum shvus, ben bedover shu mishum losase. You can't cut it if it needs to be cut, whether it's something that's only Yisuri d'Rabbanan or something that's also in a Torah. If you want to put water or wine into it to make it blow better, you can. Sasemis says that's only if it'll blow without it. But it just will blow better. But if it wouldn't blow at all without the water or the wine, then it's tikkun mana, it could be its osur. From the Ritva is mashma that even if it won't blow at all, it's okay to put the water and the wine to make it blow. Ein makvin satinokos mutkoa, ava maaskin imohem achi yilmedu. You don't stop children from blowing shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, but you do the opposite. You encourage them to blow shofar al tzchinach. Shiyilmedu. V'amesasik lo yotza. Somebody who blows shofar, he's just practicing. He's not doing it l'shei mitzvah. It's not yotze. V'ashomea min amesasik lo yotza. If somebody hears from somebody practicing, it's also not yotze. The Gemara will discuss whether what's it called? You need kavana or mitzvah, or there is a different reason why you're not yotzi over here. Not because mitzvah shrich is kavana. Shofar shal Rosh Hashanah, ein mefachin lo sagal, ein mevorin lo satchum, leile chutz l'tchum ishmo tzkiyah. Rashi says it means to travel chutz l'tchum to hear the tzkiyah, or to carry a shofar chutz l'tchum for somebody else to hear the tzkiyah is awesome. Then chol chino som forish b'gmara im rotzolite l'tocho mayim v'lo amrin and komisakin mana. We don't say that you're fixing something either because it could blow anyway without it, or because stam to fix something where it's not noticeable that anything's changed. Just put some water or wine into the inside of the shofar. That's not called tikkun mana. My timer. Why can't you do all these things? Shofar essay who v'yontiv essay v'lo sase. Shofar is a mitzvah saseh. Yontif is a mitzvah saseh, tishbos, and a lo saseh komalacha. The ein essay doche is lo saseh the essay. An essay is not doche, lo saseh the essay. They ask the chora, even an essay doche lo saseh is only when it's be'idna. The time that you're mekayim the mitzvah, you're over the lav. Like kilayim and tzitzis. When you put on the tzitzis, you're mekayim the mitzvah and you're over the lav. But over here, when you're cutting off the shofar or you're carrying it, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. The lav comes before the essay. Even essay dochalos essay you don't say in that kind of situation. So they say that's only by an issur d'oraisa. By an issur d'rabbanan, you don't need what's it called be'idna. Even if to be docha an issur d'rabbanan, if it would be just an essay and this would be just a los essay, you would do it. Or shofar is talking where the shofar is needed for a whole tzibur. That's an essay derabit. It would be doche if it was just a plain lo sase, but since it's a lo sase and an essay yontif, it's not doche. Okay, there are three different shitas legabe a goy. Could you tell a goy to bring a shofar chutz l'tchum, or to do an issur d'rabbanan, right, with the shofar, to get the shofar? So some hold that you're actually allowed to tell the goy to do it. Some hold that you're not allowed to tell the goy to do it, but if he did it, you're allowed to use that shofar, even if he brought the chutz l'tchum or he did nisus d'rabbanan. And some hold that even if he did it, you didn't tell him, and he did it, you're not allowed to be nehenda from the shofar, you can't use the shofar. Tmutz. Okay, lo olin be'ilim v'lerofen agabi v'hema, hashad d'rabbanan amris lo d'raisa miboy. Right, we said he can't do things that are awesome in the rabbanan. Surely you're not allowed to do something that's awesome in the Torah. Zuv ain't zorek lomer zuv toni. In Echanami, the Mishnah is telling me, not only aren't you allowed to do something that's issur d'rabbanan, and that what's it called? You're not allowed to do something that's issur d'rabbanan, and surely you're not allowed to do something that's issur d'oraisa. Rashi. Hash d'rabbanan amreslo issur tchumin upikua hagal d'lekel amigzaratu d'oraisa amreslo. Something that's issur d'rabbanan, clear issur d'rabbanan, not a gzeira because of something in the Torah. D'oraisa, roch, vindikal, amemer, shema, yachtos, mora. riding on an animal is osur because of the gzeira, because maybe you'll come to do something as deraisa. It's a worse kind of derabbanan. But all of the ilan dikla name is shemiyitlos. You're not allowed to climb trees because maybe you'll pull off fruit or leaves, right? Miboyas is surely an issur derabbanan, which is purely an issur derabbanan. You can't do surely an issur derabbanan that was made as a gzeira for an issur deraisa. Surely you can't do. Rashi says, here shouldn't have Gorosis, because they're both Isseri Darabonim. Later on, the Gemara's answer Kasha, where it's a clear Isseri Daraisa. But here, they're both Isseri Darabonim. You have to distinguish between Isseri Darabonim, that's a pure Isseri Darabonim, and Isseri Darabonim is made as a Gzeira. That this is more Chomer than the other one. The Ein Choltchen also. Here, we do have the Girsa. The Ein Choltchen also, Bein Medover Shumishum Shvut, Bein Medover Shumishum Losas. Here it says Beferish. You don't cut it with something that's also mit Rabbanan, or with something that's also mit Torah. Mishum shvu, what's it called? Mishum shvus magla. A shvus is to cut it with a magol, which is lo shalokederech. You don't usually cut shofars off the animal with a sith. Lo sase sakina. Lo sase is where it's kederech, with a knife. Where it says, hash to mishum shvus amr slo. Lo sase mi boya, zuvein tzarech lomar zuktani. Right, if you're not allowed to cut it with something that's only awesome in the Rabban, and surely you're not allowed to cut it with something that's awesome in the Raisa, so I'd have to mention it. And Hanami, that's the way the Mishnah says. Not only this, but not this, and even, what's it called? No. Yeah, not, what's it called? Not only this, no, that's Zu, Vein, Tzor, this, and surely this. Right, okay. Rashi, Vein, Choltchen, also, in Bola Sakno, Lobedover, Shum, Mishum, Shvus, Klisha, Ein, Darko, Lachtok, Boshofros. Shvus would be something that's shalok kederach. It's only a sidur rabbanan. That's like a magal, a sith. The tikkun kalachar yadu. It's shalok kederach. It's only the rabbanan. Dein bo elam mishum shvus. Sakina de darko b'kach. A regular knife. That's the normal way of cutting shofros. V'avi malacha gemur. That's an sidur raisa. Okay. Avalim rotzal itein l'tocho mayim o yayin itein. Mayim o yayin in. Mei raglayim lo. Right. Even though urine would also be effective. Right? That's why you put vinegar into the shofar is a good thing. Anything acidic would be good. So wine is acidic. Right? It has a chometz in it. And meraglaim would have the similar effect on the shofar, but you don't put a meraglaim into a shofar. Right? Money, lo, masnisen money, abasholi. The tanya abasholi, omer, mayim o yayin mutter, kedei letzach tzecho. Meraglaim wasrib neakovet. You don't deal with a mitzvah by putting meraglayim, just like we have in mavim meraglayim bazorim me'akovot, even though it would also have the same effect that yayin would have. Okay. Okay, right. Ein ma'akvin satinokos m'kol. You don't stop children from blowing. Hon noshi ma'akvin. Mashma, the women, you don't let blow on Rosh Hashanah. V'atanya, ein ma'akvin loes ha'noshim v'loes satinokos. You don't stop women or children from blowing on Rosh Hashanah. Mletko b'yontif. That's on yontif. Omer Abaye lo kashya. Horeb Yehuda, horeb Yossi. Horeb Shimon. The one that says that you do stop women from blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah, because for them it's awesome. Because they're not allowed, they don't have any mitzvah, and they're not allowed to do the mitzvah because of Baltosif. That's Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon hold, even though a woman doesn't have the mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, say she has not grama, she's not chayiv for shofar, but she's allowed to makayim shofar if she wants to, voluntarily. And it's not Baltosif. Titania, Dabero b'nei Yisrael, somchim, ve'im b'nos Yisrael, somchos, divra b'Yehuda. Right? So b'nei Yisrael, only males make smicha on an animal. On what's it called? Bechlal. On smicha on a korban. It's only by males. But females do not make smicha on a korban, and therefore they're not allowed to do it. Because if mikshmicha you have to do leaning on the animal and savoda bekotchim if there's no mitzvah. Right? That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, only noshim som chos v'shus. Just means they don't have to do it. But if they want to do it, they're allowed. Since if they want to do it, they get a mitzvah, then it's not avoda bekotchim. If they get a mitzvah, they can do it. Same thing with shofar. Shofar normally is also mit the rabbanon to do on yontif. But if you have a mitzvah, then you do it. Right? But women who don't have a mitzvah, and not only that, if they do it, it's baltosif, Rashi says, they're adding to the Torah, because the Torah said that they don't have to do it, so then they can't blow shofar on yontif. That's an issur d'rabbanan. And besides the fact, it's a baltosif. And so even if they're not mechavan l'shem mitzvah, it's also because it's yontif. And the Mandi Omro holds that noshim somchos rishus, they're allowed to do the mitzvah, it's not baltosif, So if they do it, they have a mitzvah. Mele, there's no issur on Yom Tov either to do it. So they're allowed to blow on Yom Tov. What? So it's shavuos, like any you can't blow shofar on shavuos. It's like a musical instrument. It's not a malacha. It's an issur d'rabbanan, shavuos. That's exactly the makor. It's not a malacha, it's only a chachma. It's also just like Rudiyah Sapas, also a midrabbanan. Tinokos who lomakrin Rashi the boy lechenuchayu there is chinuch hanashim maakrin the pturos legamri the mitzvah sase shazman gramahu the chitaki ikabaltosa they're adding on to the Torah if they do it. That's Rabbi Yehuda holds. Bnei Yisrael somchim dabero bnei Yisrael v'yomar toleim adam kiyakrin mekem korban uksibahu inyan v'somach yado somchos v'shus alma afal gav de patrinu kra leke yisura v'huadin lemitzvah sase shazman grama. Same thing. They don't have to do the mitzvah. If they do it, they get a mitzvah. And the mele, they can blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah too. Tosas here discusses, woman is what's allowed to do a mitzvah. She can blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Does she make a bracha? Right? So since she can do the mitzvah, maybe makes a bracha. Or maybe not. You can't say, Asher kedishanu b'mitzvah sov vitzivanu, says the Ran, if you weren't commanded. You're doing it voluntarily. So the Ran holds that you don't make a bracha, and Tosfos Rabbeinu Tam holds you do. Svardim paskin like the Ran, and women who do mitzvahs aseh shazman grama, they sit in the sukkah, they blow shofar, do not make brachas according to Svardim, and by Ashkenazim they do make brachas. And the exception is a mitzvah where there's only the bracha, like Havdalah. If you hold that Havdalah, women are not chayiv in Havdalah. Havdalah is a separate mitzvah of Seish Hazman Grom. It's not a part of the mitzvahs of Shabbos, a mitzvah after Shabbos. So then women can't say Havdalah, because there's no mitzvah that you're making a bracha on, right? The whole mitzvah is the bracha, and the bracha is a mitzvah of Seish Hazman Grom. That's why some people say women don't say Kiddush Hachama. It's a mitzvah of Seish, or it's a bracha that's Hazman Grom. And a bracha Shazman Grom, even Ashkenazim don't say that bracha. Others hold it has nothing to do with it. Zman Groma. Time doesn't cause this mitzvah. It's the motions of the sun. It just happens to be. If the sun would speed up and do it faster, we'd make the bracha earlier. Now, it has nothing to do with a specific time. It has to do with a specific occurrence. Okay. Okay. Rashi, no Rashi. Aval misaskin bohem ad shiil medu. On Rabbi Lazar, afilu b'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos. When there's no mitzvah, basically, for a person to blow shofar, you can still be mechanech a child, since a child anyway is only al chinuch, so the chinuch of shofar for a different time, for the second day, for next year. Can you do anything on Shabbos? And the shaila is, what does that mean, misaskini mohem? Does that mean you can blow shofar and teach them how to do it, or you can instruct them how to do it, but you can't yourself blow? Tanan ha'asa, misaskin bohem achiyil, medu afilu b'Shabbos. You don't have to stop them from blowing on Shabbos, surely not on Yom Tov. And you can instruct them even on Shabbos. And again, instruct them meaning by showing them, and you are actually blowing for them, and for Chinuch you're allowed to do that. Or no, you're not allowed to blow, but you're allowed to show them how to blow. So Morris says, Hogufa Kasha, Amris Misaskin Boe Machil, Mudu Afila Bashabbos. Amalachatchil Amrinum Tiku, we tell them to blow. You don't stop them. Right? We don't tell them to do it. Right? Tiku, lo kashu. Kan the cotton shigil lechinuch, kan the cotton shlo yigil lechinuch. It depends. The cotton that shigil lechinuch is a mitzvah chinuch. So that's the way Rashi learns. You're mechanechim. Lechatchila. Cotton shlo yigil lechinuch. There's no chinuch involved. You don't stop him from blowing because he's a cotton. But you don't instruct him because there's nothing to instruct. Others hold just the opposite. Cotton shigil lechinuch, you can't lechatchila tell him to blow on Shabbos, because he has chinuch of not blowing shofar on Shabbos too, besides learning how to blow shofar. But a cotton shalo yigil lechinuch, since he didn't get lechinuch of Shabbos, there's no Isser Shabbos for him, and he could teach him how to blow shofar for the next year, so lechatchila you're allowed to instruct him. Rashi, cotton shigil lechinuch, misaskin bo shiil medu. Rashi learns the cotton shigil lechinuch is the one lechatchila you're allowed to instruct. The choshkein shemak, surely you don't stop him. But a cotton shaloi gil achinuch, there's no inyan to be mechanechim, so it's only you don't stop him, but you don't lechatchila on mechanechim, and other rishonim learn just the opposite.